is produced such that sound, its object, and air sense base do not come in contact.
Te kar tu ngandu ta ane kar tu nani miki nge shi do, nawe nge shi do ane kar tu na, o tende ya wanya tu tendo kanga ane umbo tu yinyi chagawa ma tende nzo thawa resi.
And now, although it may sound contradictory in the face of laws of physics, but the Buddhists have a reason to say so. They say air, palm and sound do not need to come in contact with their respective sense bases, and yet a consciousness apprehending them is generated. For example, people who have extra sensory visual clairvoyance and extra sensory auditory clairvoyance, the object is in the future, not produced. Yet, due to the extra sensory perception, consciousness, valid consciousness, is produced.
Pena nanda tanda ni kure tanda nyapsi jin haku pena mi do nai ani shipa ki ni zontu ga ani nonte ni jin ni zu la mu na do dan dan la ti to wa les ani ji shipa da li ji shipa da nai shipa ge yu do ma che na ni to ma ta wa ni za um bo do ni yu che go wa les.
For example, when you watch the television, you see things on the screen, you hear sound on the screen, but what you see on the screen are not the objects. The sound is not the object, the sound of the object. So these do. A sense consciousness, respective sense consciousnesses, and the objects are in so much far apart that what you see on the screen do are not the real objects, but sense consciousnesses are generated. But now, whereas we have a culinary competition on the television, when you see steaming food produced, although you see, you don't taste it. The food needs to come in contact with the nasal sense organ and tongue sense organ. Then, respective sense consciousnesses are generated. And the same thing with the body.
Nye shi senye de la shi tu tsu mo nye shi senye de ombo nga ka doje shenye nye shi dhaya de la nawe nye shi do miki nye shi nye ya nima yendo la nye shi dhaya ka kita yaw ma yasi.
When you generate, when you work to achieve munshi means clairvoyance or ESP, extra sensory perception, paranormal consciousness. When you develop extra sensory perception, you develop extra sensory perception in relation to eye consciousness and ear consciousness. There's no case of development of ESP using nasal, tongue, and tactile sense organs.
对的，他那红包拿了，他那爱心钱嘛啥的，他那这些都弄了，弄了上交了他。他那他那红包这边没些，他们给的，他们的那他多把的这些满车的日吧，满车的啥都没个日吧，生意刚刚得冲过来些，他们那没些给的，他们的了，给这些了。
So let me go back to Bunzin Mixi Kechi. Bum means a bumper, Zin means apprehend, Mixit means our consciousness. 깨직 means a moment, 땅고 means pulse. The first moment of eye consciousness, perceiving, apprehending vows, is a classic example of direct prime cognition, because it is it is unmistaken with regard to appearing object. It is fresh, being the first moment, and is unmistaken as well.
그러기 본반 농한테 아니 대실로 수반이 어 때문에 좀 먹이 바꾸는 싸워 못하고 그래서 때문에 아니 뽑아도 잡았어요 저도 뽑아서 이제 몇 번 대실 진전이 연속이 와있어 내가 그 뽑아도 잡았을 때는 좀 그래서
I said so translation needs it meets is a classic example of a prime cognition because it's free of a concept, it is first moment, and is unmistaken with regard to appearing object. And the first moment of a visual eyes consciousness doesn't need anything else for it to correctly understand or know its object. For instance, it doesn't need other media such as meaning and sound, genetic image. Object in question is directly or empirically perceived without the need of any form of medium or media.
시생에도 다시도 먼저니 또바시네 마지네 소하니 다 나로 지지 시바스 또데 다 예지 시바마도 오시 야마네스 오시 생에데 마담바네스 담보 메네스
So now sense consciousnesses while they are empirical okay rather direct sense consciousnesses, whilst they are unmistaken, free of a concept and a new, fresh, yet they are not reliable, they are fleeting, and therefore sense consciousnesses can never become part consciousnesses. Part consciousness part consciousness makes use only of mind, mental consciousness. Mental consciousness is much dependable and enduring. Not.
가르쳐 시바데 아니 오스생이데 모체슈 담난도 챔피언도 지잖아 준비 준비 든도 그래서 오시 매니다 가르쳐 아니 오시 또 매화되는데 유도 온보 매화 적어요 말했어 이 오시 시에지 담아 터지데 아니 응건로 왜 자든 오시 시에부터 맞춰요 오시 생이데 맞다 봐 근데 그래서 이 니 고유 내가 사는 아니 미시 되지 든도 그래서
What makes sense consciousnesses unreliable? It is the passage of life. When you die, sense consciousnesses come to an end, and when you are asleep, sense consciousness dissolve, and so. When you die, for example, it's not that the object still, you may be gone, the object still remains, and the sense organ is still present. But what is missing at that point when you die is immediate condition is missing, and therefore, without immediate condition, sense consciousness. For example, visual sense consciousness is not generated, and therefore you can't rely on it.
我是是这样，咱们的这些，咱那的，最近你们的当这些人，啥都蛮多吧？还是，那当你弄了，没有了，是搞的叫是呢？啊，有时候你把那老板叫进去，稍微的去转正一些些，当然都等不了的，没事都没事，你团队那个是，那这的也不安，忙也不那个是，转正没事吧？的，没了没有了，没差的了，就是。
Again, the first moment of sense consciousness is direct prime cognition. We had it before. And the second moment is a subsequent cognition, although it is unmistaken because it's not fresh. According to this school, subsequent cognition is not direct prime cognition. And now, sense consciousnesses also have an element of element of being, a consciousness of being and awareness, to which an object appeared, but the object is not ascertained. For example, when you are visually apprehending a most enchanting visual object, and a passionate mind seeing a very captivating visual object is so attached, so engrossed in the perception of a visual object, that although they may hear passing sounds of music or whatever, except that something was heard, what it is not ascertained. And that kind of ear consciousness, for example, that kind of ear consciousness to which sound appeared, but what kind of sound it was not ascertained when looking at, when the person is visually engrossed in the perception of a beautiful object, is an example of the third thing, an awareness to which something appeared but not recognized or not understood.
那我知道，可能我们农民工些些，那可能搞不到些多。那嘞？可能我们农民工些多，他不满这边米些大，你们吃着呢，他可能农业多，这都要忙着卡卡要的是。那可是那点米些大，不晓得能吃些的，这些不产么嘞？吃些的，这些不产么？就话着。哦，他米些米些能吃些多，忙着话你要的。这个那些那哦，些不产么就话着。哦，他米些了，这些就就那我们那的就把的是，我们那。
Now, let me talk about another set of dichotomy with regards to sense consciousnesses. And this dichotomy relates to mistaken and unmistaken sense consciousnesses. Now, if you consider eye sense consciousness, there can be two kinds of eye consciousness: mistaken eye consciousness and a non-mistaken eye consciousness. A mistaken eye consciousness would be a eye consciousness which sees which sees the white snow mountain as pale snow mountain or blue snow mountain. That the appearance of the blue snow mountain, the snow mountain as a blue snow mountain, is mistaken.
And the Michelle can recover the number now the two series, what?
No, no,
so now please, we have to be very careful here now. Lang Yu and Jin Tang Yu. Okay, when the snow mountain appears to a defective visual consciousness as a blue snow mountain, two objects are involved, appearing object and mode of apprehension object, or let's say determined object. Okay, it's called zindangi. Okay. There are two objects involved. Nangyul means appearing object, and zindang means what it is believed to be. Or zindangyul, the mode of the mouthful translation is mode of apprehension object, or object of a mode of apprehension.
고런 그러니까 고런 문제 메시가 전에 다 고르데 네 고런 문제 메시 그러면 또 얘도 네 고르 그런 뒤에는 노예죠 보면서
근데 딱히 지나다
고런 문제 또 얘도
그런 문제 된다고 그러는 거야
뭐 그 로시를 되면 그 또 이제 맥 거야
나래 남유대
노예 그러 네 보지 그거 봐
나래
그 고런 그러죠 보면서
나 When a person with some problem with eye sense space sees the snow mountain as a blue snow mountain, what is the appearing object? The appearing object is the mountain itself. Why the mountain is an appearing object? Because appearing object must exist according to the school. And what is the determined object? The determined object is taking the snow mountain to be blue and determining it to be blue. So that is called zindangyul. So anyway, so
zindangyul that the north arrow.
No.
So the object of a mode of apprehension of this consciousness, of this mistaken visual consciousness, must be a non-existent entity. For example, defective eye sense space, when it sees the white snow mountain to be blue, so it's mistaken there in taking it as blue, and therefore the blueness of the snow mountain doesn't exist, and hence is mistaken.
Then the first time, only she was candidate in a chronogy. No, you and Nipoji go around, only Mijay go on this. Mijay, the chronogy jeans, and Nipoji attend the ship go on it, and knowing you pushing your father manner, and only she was shit to Omas. Tobalani to the Gomez.
So, for all sense spaces, the appearing object must be a really existent ngopo means functional or impermanent thing. It must exist. But for conceptual consciousness, it doesn't have to be that way. So, if an object appears to sense consciousnesses, the object must exist in reality out there. However, when a phenomenon appears to concept or to conceptual consciousness, it doesn't need to exist necessarily. So if something appears to conceptual consciousness, that doesn't need to be its appearing object.
And
they go to any chick, Zindang, you don't know him, Marvel?
No, you are called tented. Pombacro, no, you do me converted. So I should do Chavana, you know.
Nice. So, as opposed to visual consciousness perceiving White Snow Mountain as a blue, now, when visual consciousness, which sees a yellow bars to be yellow, now then the issues are what are appearing object and what are, what is the appearing object and what is the object of a mode of apprehension. When the visual consciousness perceives a yellow vase, the appearing object is a vase, because the vase must exist for it appear. And to take the yellow vase to be yellow and believe that it is yellow, and that, okay, the yellow color, appearance of the vase as yellow, appearance of the vase as yellow, is object of mode of apprehension, because not only the visual consciousness correctly apprehends that phenomenon to be the vase, it also says it is a yellow vase, so it has a definite take on what it is. Going back to Blue Snow Mountain analogy, when the White Snow Mountain appears as blue, you know, the blue, the mountain itself is appearing object, as we said before, and whiteness, the actual whiteness of the blue, actual whiteness of the mountain is also appearing object. But the take the mind has on it, that is blue, is object of apprehension, where it's mistaken. A mode of apprehension. So, with regard to, I started talking about prime direct cognition. With regard to prime direct cognition, there are four: sense prime direct cognition, mental prime direct cognition, and self-awareness direct cognition, or a perceptive a perceptive or self-knowing or a perceptive prime direct cognition. And the last one is interesting. It is called yogic direct cognition.
다 얘기 싶어 너무 미싱 봤어요. 또 더 재미 찬 이용 거 같아서.
아 얘기 싶어 너무 미싱 봤어.
응. 뭐 싫은 거 아주 얘기 싶어 지금 저 봐.
나를
또 더 재미 찬 이용 거 같아서 너무 많이 못 봤어.
The distinction between mental consciousness and sense consciousness is made mainly from the point of mainly from dakin prime condition criterion. I'll say that again. The distinction between sense consciousnesses and the mental consciousness, which is more reliable as we have been told, is made in terms of the prime condition or dakin. Dakin.
미시가 더 많아.
Let me elaborate on this. When we talk about, again, let's use visual consciousness as an example. Remember, visual consciousness is produced by three conditions. Remember three conditions? And the last one is called Dhammatakin. Okay, immediate condition. And immediate condition was a preceding moment, a fleeting preceding moment of a mental consciousness that things to say, this is blue. That is Dhammatakin, immediate condition of a sense consciousness here, visual consciousness. Okay, now Geshe-la says that fleeting moment of mental consciousness that precedes a visual consciousness is a prime cognition. Is a prime condition. Is a main condition, but it is not the unique, or it is not tumumambe means it's not the uncommon prime cognition. For the uncommon, remember uncommon uncommon prime condition is the visual sense organ itself, whereas the fleeting mental consciousness is a prime cognition, but not an uncommon, exclusive prime condition.
네, 다 미기 홍보대 미시기 어떤 많이 비 다치는 거죠. 이시기 다치 많이 해서. 네, 주도 유대죠. 미시도 아니 유지 시간 이게로 아니 저 미제도 아니 낮에 로우요 해서.
수당도 와 그래서 그래서
수도 대마도 좀 이유요.
네.
때는 아니 이시기 낮에도 미제니까 로우 해서 미제서 저. 그래서 미제도 그래서 주대 이시가 미제도 아니 미시가 가는 데만 다 제대 영원히 이시가 아니 낮에도 로고 말만도 아니 묘대니 이시가 낮에 로고 말해.
Geshe-la 세우 찾고 들어와. 아니 근데 묘한테 이시게
아니 다긴 조금 말해스
다긴 조금 말해스
이런장 쓰와
아니
아니 다가세 수당
수도 미식 그 대마 터지 예지요 아
미식 그 대마 타긴 게 유들라 어
대니 예식 안에 다제도 수대 면에 예식 미제니까 노래서
Mancha kocho zhraba, kandhi shuwa chiga. Ani chigi miwaanti yishige, ani tagin togo maares. Wain kyaans, ani chigi suu taan mikshige tamar tagin jorwa. Ani ti, yiwaanki, yishige, ani mikin taan.
Ta miji, zui te miji arwa, yishige miji.
Mikin jarwa.
Tamar toche te yishige doche logo maares.
Na un, tamar tagin, yishige tagin.
또 미식이 되면 터질 때 이식을 다지해도 미식을 다지 니가 쳐놓으나
나래 나도 Now obviously you know I sense base the you know that I sense base is not a prime condition of a mental sense consciousness, of mental sense consciousness, but form, you know form out there, color and shape, forms, and in fact, all kinds of form, not just these, forms become object condition of mental consciousness apprehending form as well as the immediate condition needed by every sense consciousness. The immediate condition, which was, remember, a fleeting mental consciousness needed by every sense consciousness, also happens to be a prime condition of a mental consciousness itself. That's, I tried my best to make it clear. Is it okay?
ミシーとミシーとオシーセミトゲカセナコロントモモニメンダチェチャンタオレスラミシータオシーラウンニエジシバセタオドワラレテアネトモモニメンダチェチャンタオドマドニエトモドゥチャンタオイシーユネカガトゴネテノジャテゴマネセタトモモニメンダチェオンボシネシーユシバインザオシーとトモモニメンダチェミグテネネシーユシバインザミシー
So the division between sense consciousness and the mental consciousness are made in terms of tumu mayimbe dagin, in terms of exclusive prime condition. Not in terms of apprehension of objects. You can't, because just as sense consciousnesses apprehend their objects, so does mental consciousness apprehend the same objects. So both consciousnesses understand the objects. But why make different distinction? Then the distinction is made in terms of dakin, prime condition or prime, okay, exclusive prime condition.
Mewsen yeti misi jibo lo daje shewa ma to yeji shiba do nawe shiba nae shiba lo jen daje shewa ma la ten za mewsen yeti tuma ma yebe daje chawa la yasi
The fleeting moment of our mental consciousness before the generation of our ascent consciousness, for example, visual consciousness, is a common, you know, common, shared, common or shared, shared prime condition, both of our sense consciousnesses and mental consciousness itself. Whereas the eyeball or the crystal, the crystal orb of the eye is only a prime condition of our eye consciousness. It is not a shared, it's not a shared prime condition of a mental consciousness, for that matter, is a not shared prime condition of our nose, ear, tongue consciousnesses. It is only unique to visual sense base. Do you need to? It's okay now. You know, the fleeting moment of a mental consciousness that exists just before a sense consciousness is a shared prime condition. Shared prime condition of sense consciousnesses and mental consciousness itself. Whereas the eye sense space, the crystal clear, that object in the eye is only sense space as a prime condition of eye consciousness, not of anything else. That's the issue. I think I'll stop here, and in fact, the battery has run out up there. any questions for tonight? Next week, I'll talk about the remaining three prime direct cognitions: mental, Rangik, you know, apperceptive or self-knowing, and yogic direct cognition. Any questions from tonight?
Why could only the two have two sense?
Pardon? Why
could only the two sense organs have ESP? Why couldn't, like, say, touch?
Yeah, why not have?
Keshila, what?
why? Why can't you develop extrasensory perception using in relation to tactile, tongue and nasal consciousness? That is because to develop extrasensory perception, you need to use something ngushi. This is a completely new thing. Something ngushi means you need to use actual meditative absorption. You know, actual meditative absorption of the form realm. You know, form realm. This is the desire realm. And we have a mind of a desire realm, but a being on the desire realm can develop the quality of the mind of a being in the form realm. And the beings in the form realm, they have, by dint of their karmic, you know, power, they have all got something, the actual meditative absorption. So now, when you want to develop, when you want to develop extrasensory perception, you have to use something which is actual meditative absorption as a condition, and using that, then you develop a special clear visual sense base and a special clear visual auditory sense base. It is possible. But for whatever reason, you can't, even by using actual meditative absorption of the form realm, you can't develop extrasensory perceptions using the rest of the sense bases. That's a given. You know, is it given? That's how it is.
I think Gisela has drawn quite a long bow to say that that's the reason that you can hear and see.
Pardon?
He's drawn quite a long bow to say that.
What is the long bow?
Long bow. It's kind of a, I think that's a...
long bow.
Stretching things a little
bit. Oh, yeah, okay.
To say that that's the reason that you can only see and hear things on television, you can't smell them.
Yeah.
In the television... reproduces those images and those sounds.
Yeah.
And to date, the reproduction of smells and tastes and things hasn't really come into its own. But they do say that
in recent years,
scientists have been able to reproduce smells
on television.
Through digital or through means other than actually having the thing there, you know.
Uh-huh.
So I think that in years to come, that might undermine that particular point. Artificially produced smells.
Mm. They're still different in that they're a wave form. Light is a wave.
Mm-hmm.
So sound is a wave.
Yeah.
Whereas the other senses require something to actually touch.
Yeah, that's right.
So they are actually different. Those two are separate from the other three.
Okay. So that counteracts?
That's counteracts, but yes. I'm suggesting that it's actually different.
Yeah. Yeah, that's good. Floor, discussion on the floor. Yeah, that's what Geshe-la said. In other senses, they need to touch directly, contiguous, direct contact. For these, you don't, and the Buddhist description says, you don't need direct touch. And as Anacharjan has pointed out, so it's a wave, you're saying wave. Light is a wave.
Yes,
light
is a wave. A tsunami is... You know, you'll get the effect of a tsunami at the end, but in actual fact, it's just pushing everything up to make the effect at the other end. And the sound is exactly the same.
Uh-huh.
So it's not that it's touching, it's just the effect of a wave. And light is also, can be a wave as well.
But if smell-o-vision does come in, the analogy will be hard to use as a proof. by Geshe-la.
So what do you want me to say to Geshe-la now?
I'm saying that if smell aversion comes from that proof is not going to work quite so well.
Okay, Geshe-la's proof is not going to well.
I don't think it's going to be quite as good an analogy, as usable an analogy as it is currently.
Geshe-la, and then the Peter this is the rubber. And teaching Geshe-la any sudhunnunti na rava, su tang ane dhathwe rava, su tang dhathwe na, ane ane miki shepa ta nai shepa ka ane su tang dhangmo sam phatu na yang, ane chik shepa ki thubwa res rava. Ane Geshe-la pecha sha na, ane sudhunnunti na rava, ane chik khala ti thongpa na rava, khala shi khala di ane chik nyong thubwa ma thong dekwa na, chik nyong thubwa ma res. As a moose tail, Maris Yina Yangs, Wenkyangs, any that depends, however, Wenkyang, any Peterson, Tinsan Tinsha Putu, River, any what did you say? What did the sound just say?
That you know, if you can produce something which produces sound and picture and also creates smells, then it's. You know, it's going to be difficult for a Geshe-la to say that because TV only shows sounds and sights, then it's only those things which are, you know, as an analogy for senses that contact and don't contact.
So what did the scientist say? Could you please repeat to me because I lost your thread.
They say they're artificially...
They're developing it.
Yeah,
they're developing what?
They're developing smell-o-vision.
Yeah. Smell-o-vision.
Something which produces smells as well as sights and sounds.
And Geshe-la, that then the Geshe-la pecha or what? And the pecha that thing sang to do, and it's a cabin egg mood some do, is it what? Cabin mango some the guns and the things that televisions and the teles and the teles and the teles and the darwa, visions and the zurwa, sungim, sup, da. And sugni lung tin nang shin is raba and smell vision the dingin dingin tong ma ngol cha ge re raba ga sa ding sa che re bo zui television na zu dong lung de na kala xin bu ji ge zuo ba dang kala xin bu cha zi ba ba dang din nyam de ani ji di mo ji kha ya ji raba And smell vision is in D nyam do toy chik so where is getting Geshe-la the page or page de la cap chung tam or some of those and cap chem or some of the dress of the pirate. Really,
only color some of you are Jessie to one you are now. Nice you and your tone, no more go to one to me, Zoji and not that your money, Maris. Take out this was a man, it's your money, which are this.
Yes, the Buddhist point of view still holds water because it hasn't become a reality. Smell vision hasn't become a reality. If it becomes a reality, then you could say you know the example doesn't or the example is with a long bow as you said and doesn't hold water and I will easily you know give up my position.
So I just have one question about if Geshe-la could elaborate on how we're often mistaken about the mind being seated in the brain. Or seated in the heart.
Oh, yeah.
Is there a connection, a special connection, say, with the visual consciousness or an emotive mental consciousness that makes us feel that it's actually a tangible place, that the mind is actually a tangible, concrete thing, you know, that's seated in the brain, say?
Can
you elaborate why we're mistaken about that?
Geshe-la, to just say that any one do you check a semi or what? Nam shit and a semi, the Kashas and a level yours, or what? ana kajes ne nige tel yor se gores evne ngot mikshi tab je char shab ne rawa mikshi tab ke as mikshi ji mikshi su thon se na ante shola ane kawe gan tokwe ke ta kawe lo ke ta mito ba lo ke 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 gar wa sar wa na di che ane che ke nam shi tang lo ti ta kawa yor se gores wa kashe ke ne leba yor se tu kashe ke ne Same with net, elaborate pseudo. Cushing is Nambakin, same with net, lava maris river. The Bango tells about your silver. Terrible soon, same with tethered, same with net, elaborate silvers. The Kawaiyum soon.
But why do we want to place it somewhere?
And why do we want
to place it somewhere?
And in Jim and Jigashla and the Jigger, and same the day your is. Same day yours, same net dearest in Jimmy Chicky, same net ta dearest ta joke over Kim Zimundo was, Garton joke of ours. La
Shiba Shiba the Tomo Chogo.
Lare
Shiba the Chog did a Tombo and a zoo and a copy of new to all Choyo was my another Tombo Chogo.
Lare
Labor Chog and a ticket Shiba Messi goers. Never Yaman and Gomen and Labor Yosayam.
La
Tis the Tomo Chog did a name as a new Zach Colloy Visa and Mississippi Tillis in the Chogo. Tell that you use a lot and then you get ten as a kid or Shiba layers and touch it in the end of all. In a never saying the Shiba.
Yes, in a way, consciousness is all over the body. It's not in at a particular place. You know, tactile consciousness is quite pervasive. So wherever the wherever you have okay the body a consciousness pervades all over the body but from Buddhist point of view when conception takes place when a normal conception takes place in the first moment of conception in takes place it is the heart chakra that is formed first in heart chakra not the crown chakra it's the heart chakra and it is in the heart chakra between egg and sperm or then you know consciousness or your primal consciousness takes seat and if brain is the locale of consciousness, then it would have to be said that when somebody is conceived for the first few moments, brain is formed first and then heart chakra subsequent. But the point he makes is consciousness is, all through the body. Yes?
I was just going to say, do we have an innate feeling of that heart consciousness that makes us grasp it somewhere?
Do we have an innate feeling that it is somewhere here?
Yeah.
And Geshe-la, Ngazul Namshiti, Debate your something checked, not hang it your best on the London Namshir River. Ningi tell you ever jigger, Lord Lingling hangi jigger best on the level your marry, silo your marry, gangle your marry, Ningi tell your ass and your innate feeling, Lord hangi jig. Don't
number you know, you know, and a legion. Susan, you must contradict a little too much of it, eh? And in Yinkated, any, or Zetomaji, with an incentive, sure, yes. Tēne, tēne, nē, tū jēne, tēne, nē, lēshī lā chāpē shīpā nō, ōshī yōngwā rēs. Bā, chēn rōjī tēne, nā, lēshī dō, nē, tēntō pā rēmē rēmē dū nē, tā nīngē tē jē, nē, dē tōmō jē, tī wēs dō nō wā rē. Tā tē lā, sū tō nyā nē, nē, chēn bō yā rēs. Mē shīpā nē, dē yā sēn, tā jī nīngē yā bō yā bō mē sē.
So anyway, from Buddhist point of view, when a human child is conceived, it is considered, you know, that the clear light of mind, the mind of clear light, is conceived in between a very subtle substance of egg and sperm at the heart level of the chakra, at the heart level of the central channel, and it is from there, and then, you know, things develop. Channels developed, senses develop, and brain also. And then, just as things began to develop from heart chakra to start, when we die, all the senses they dissolve back to the heart chakra, and it's from there, you know, then. Our primal consciousness leaves. So apart from saying that things happen from here and things end here, I cannot be very specific as to where exactly consciousness is.
Nāwē ōmbō nye zū māntē nā yō nzū tū gō rēs. ōmbō yē sō gī zū tōng chē nō mō tō nzū tū mā rēs, yē nō mō kō nō sē wō shē yō rēs.
Nā sē.
Tē jī yō sō shē yō mā rēs, yē nō mē yō yē nō tā tō mē yē nō shē sā gē tō mā rēs, yā tō nā shē yū chē gō rēs.
Peter, what I talked about, that sense of the eye consciousness and the ear consciousness needn't come in contact directly with the object, and that the remaining three sense consciousnesses need to come in contact with the sense objects is the view of Vipassika. Okay? And this is the view of the Vipassika, and accepted as a Buddhist thing. But I have not seen the views of other schools about this. It could be explored. Okay, thank you then.
Thank you.